For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience. A connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
I always say, like, you don't know unless someone's, you know, addicted to porn until you have sex with them. And the women are like, I can tell that he watches porn because of the way that he makes love, or the way that he's, they're not making love. Usually they're just f-ing. And it's hard and it's fast and it's quick and it's this. And it's like, you know, there's a time and a place for that type of right. sex, but most women don't want to have that type of totally. Sex.
Thanks to Sana Skin Studio for supporting the No Podcast. Sana is a skin studio that is shifting the relationship with your skin and your products through goal-driven facials, real guidance, and clean skincare. Stay tuned for our promo code so you can receive $25 off of your first facial at Sana Skin Studio.
Welcome to the No Podcast with me, Nikki Spo.
What is up, my friends? Welcome back to the No, where it is not about knowing everything, but about coming to know ourselves. I'm your hostess, Nikki Spolstra, and I am so happy that you are sharing this journey with me and that I'm sharing this journey with you, where we are all finding and celebrating our deepest sense of inner knowing. I've had to do a lot of rediscovery in the last several years, from getting sober to losing my mom to going through my third pregnancy while getting a divorce to supporting my son through a successful run with chemotherapy. And I have to say that the other side of all of this has been the great awakening that my life has needed. But here's the thing, while big life events can definitely expedite a person's homecoming, I believe that there are ways to come home to ourselves that are perhaps less severe, like listening to empowering conversations, sitting with women who talk walk differently, asking ourselves tough questions, and holding ourselves accountable. Which brings me to today's guest, Jackson Hightower. Yeah, a dude who is having very real, raw, and direct dialogue on his platform for men and holding them and himself accountable to holistically redefining masculinity. Yeah, I get it. The majority of my audience is female. I don't care. The girly pops need to hear this, and we have to have the guts to send it to the guys, which we are doing, babes. We are doing it. But before we get started with Jackson, I want to cover some updates. If you are not already subscribed to the show, I want to encourage you to subscribe to whichever or all of your favorite listening platforms, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. By subscribing, you'll always have an automatic download and never miss an episode. Also, I have some exciting news to share about something that I have been working on for quite a while. So I know firsthand the power of community and shared experience. And I am so honored to announce that I have created an online women's community where we talk about all of life's topics. We've been meeting every week and it has been so inspiring to get to know all of the incredible women who have come on this journey. In my group, Becoming Her, we are striving to become the best versions of ourselves and realize that she is us and we can become the her of our highest desires. In my community, we meet once a week and we have monthly webinars with experts in the personal development fields, and you have access to me for one-on-one convos about all of life's topics. So I have a special promotion for my podcast audience, which I will link in the show notes, and I want to welcome you to Becoming Her, where we will do great things together. If you ever have any questions, you can always DM me directly on Instagram at Nikki Sapspo. I'm usually pretty good at getting back to every single message I get. So back to Jackson. Things are about to get spicy. I'm already sweating. I mean, look at this guy. He's what a smoke. Am I right? So more than just a coach, Jackson Hightower is a pioneer in redefining masculinity. He advocates for a holistic and fulfilling approach to male sexuality. By merging physical wellness with a deep understanding of the erotic arts, he challenges traditional models of masculinity. Jackson equips men with the physical and mental tools necessary to enhance their health and sexual experiences, paving the way for a life of deeper intimacy and personal fulfillment. From the sacred teachings of Tantra and Taoism to the latest advancements in biohacking, he has seamlessly integrated diverse philosophies into a cohesive approach. We have a lot to talk about today, from how Jackson is helping men get in touch with themselves, the effects of porn on men, performance, expectations, and relationships, and hello, relationships, and how his female audience, like me, is amplifying a topic that needs a lot of discussion. Let's get started with Jackson Hightower. And get re-comfortable. I hope your hips are nice and loose and
open. I'll be
and open.
Super loose. They're always open. Every morning.
Are you recording this? Okay, good. Good. I love it. I feel like you should be saying that to me, but
yeah.
I say the things.
Big Nick energy.
Big Nick energy.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, now? I can feel that.
You get it?
Yeah. So what was that? You said you got 2% something. What does that mean?
Okay, so on Listen Notes, there's a website called listennotes.com, mm-hmm. and there is a ranking. They rank all the podcasts globally. So yeah, so you can like search any podcast and it'll show you where it ranks globally. Now, for context, like I think there's something like over 3 million podcasts in the world. So top 2% of 3 million is like...
But that's...
Yeah, that's to give great. You some context, like Alex Cooper from Call Her Daddy, she's like those podcasts, like Tim Ferriss, the Tim Ferriss Show, Oprah, they're like 0.01%. So for context, right? So it's still great. Like I started at 10, yeah. When I started my show, I was in the top 10%.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Then I went into the top 5%. Great. Top 3%. Now we're like kind of like coasting in the top 2%. And that's been able to transition into my women's group. So that's been great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. What about?
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Like, so I think that's like the common misconception why people don't start things generally is because like they think that they need to come out and have like hundreds of thousands or millions of followers.
Yeah.
And so it stops people from doing things that can be really, really helpful for so many people, like even if it's not millions of people,
right?
Like every person who has hundreds of thousands or a million followers started at one person. So, And if you can make a difference with one person, then I think like we're all kind of doing our job here.
Yeah. 100%.
You probably experienced that a lot with your work.
I did. And also like the concept of it doesn't need to be perfect or like the best podcast ever or the best X ever. It needs to be, acceptable, like minimum viable product, right? Like what's the thing that I can get out, right? Like when you first started doing this, you probably didn't have all this crazy setup whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and so that definitely is helpful for people too, because they get stuck. It's like, oh, it has to be perfect.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be perfect.
It doesn't have to be
it
perfect.
You just need to put it out. Because also like the world we live in, it's so fast. Like people forget. And it's just like more and more and more content that you can create and then people forget.
I think it's scary. Like, I think that's also like we make up all these excuses, right? Like, oh, it has to be perfect. I need to have all the gear. I need to do this, have all of these things to make it a quality product, when really it's like, it's almost like that's a mask for the fear of just like the being vulnerable.
It's an excuse.
And like putting it out there when that's really scary. And it's scary to like to put it out there and think that like you can be like people think it's stupid or dumb. I'm trying to put this on Do Not Disturb. Do not disturb. It doesn't fucking matter why. Okay. Like the fear of vulnerability and like feeling like not wanting to sound or look stupid. Like that's what stopped me from doing it for so many years. I mean, there was a million things that stopped me. I felt like I was small and I felt like I didn't have a voice and all these things. But like underneath that, it was like a fear of like sounding dumb or not being received well because I care so much about what people think. And that's not gone now just because I'm doing this, right? Like I still care what people think a lot. I'm still like it's a constant – I wouldn't say it's like a battle, but it's a struggle to be like, okay, you put this out. Like you put it out. Like, okay.
Yeah.
People will gravitate towards it if they do, and if they don't, that's all right too.
Yeah, yeah. Something I've learned from my experience, because I'm a pretty sensitive guy.
Yeah.
And is that, you know, people are pretty nasty on social media.
Tell me
about
it.
People that don't know you, people that want to just, you know, opine and give their opinions and their judgments, whatever it is. So I have a, you know, customer service team that handles maybe thousands of, you know, requests every week. And they take screenshots of like the positive, you know, comments and they send them to me in like a folder in Google Drive. And so I look at those as like constant reinforcement and I don't look at the other stuff, right? Because it doesn't, it's not going to be helpful for me, you know? And it just sort of like would be a potential detriment to me continuing to do what I do.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't necessarily care if people have an opinion or not have an opinion. I'd like to be polarizing. I'd like to present things that are different, right? For people to look at. How do we look at sexuality differently, right? As a man and as women. And, but yeah, I'm just like, let's focus on the positive and keep moving, you know, and just like focus, you know, and don't worry about, cause it's easy to read comments and get upset.
Yeah.
You read comments, people get upset and like people are mean.
Definitely. I feel like I've had a little bit of a different approach for my platform and, you know, with my divorce being whatever public, and even before that, like people would write articles about me and like my history as a heat dancer and all these things, and I used to feel so ashamed of it that like I almost, after I got a divorce, I almost like needed to address all that shit head on. And I found that to be super helpful. And then I kind of like if media or trolls were bullies, I kind of like stood up to them and I was like, okay, you're going to call me ugly. You're going to call me a gold digger. You're going to call me this, that, and the other. And you're going to say all the things, and I hear you and I see you for the record. Like I see you and I'm going to be a mirror for your ugliness. And you either get to come here and play cool or you're not welcome here.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, like it was super empowering and freeing for me to do that, like as a process. As an individual, right? Like not just as like a content creator or social media, whatever, whatever, like as for a personal process for me to actually face that stuff head on. And then I will say that I've created a space where those people don't even f- me anymore. Like they don't come because they know they don't have any weight here.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like,
Right. It's cool.
So it happens from time to time still, but I'm also not talking about things as polarizing or as sensitive as sexuality all the time. Like I talk about it on occasion, but like not all the time. And so for you, you probably hear a lot of things. People have a lot of opinions. Is your audience mostly male or female?
So it's, I would say 65% male, 35% female.
Really?
So it used to be flip-flopped.
Okay.
Yeah. But now it's more men than women.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the way that it's so funny. I want to like talk about how we met. This is how I met Jackson. Like I had a total fangirl moment, right? So I'm in Aspen and I'm having breakfast and I'm beelining to the ladies' room, and I had been following your content for a while because I'm super into this stuff. Like I'm also very into like how porn affects relationships and people and sexuality in general, right? So like whatever, the algorithm presented you to me and for some whatever reason, and I caught on. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's talking about cool shit. I really like this. I start to send it to some of my guy friends, start to send it to my girlfriends. I'm like, why aren't we talking about this in relationships? Do you talk about this with your boyfriend? Do you talk about this with your husband? Like, are these things that you deal with? Right? Do you guys like watching porn? Do you guys do this together? Like just the stuff that you were talking about, it was like a landing spot for me to then spark the conversation with my own network, personal and public, right? And so I had never been to Aspen before. I'm walking through this hotel lobby and I'm like, that looks like Get Natural Jackson. And I'm like, Get Natural Jackson, right? I think I literally said that to you. I'm like, are you Get Natural Jackson? You're probably like, what? I'm like, okay. And I don't care. Like, this is me giving no f's because, like, I don't know. I feel like a younger version of me would never have done that because I didn't want to, like, look stupid or be like, oh my gosh. Like, but I was like, I have to have this guy on my show. I'm like, I have to have this guy on my show. Yeah. And turns out, like, you live here in Miami, like, who would have known? And so I could have on one end, just been like, oh yeah, okay, that looks like him. Like, go back to my table, like, look it up and kept it moving. And our paths could have never crossed again, mm-hmm. for all we know.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But what was your experience like of that?
I mean, you get that all the time.
You probably get that. Like, people probably come up to you and they're like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, it's starting to happen more and more, you know, regularly. Like, as my, you know, following has increased, I think it's like around 600,000 now across the three major platforms.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. And like, I put in a lot of work. We post two pieces of real content every day, not me dancing in front of a camera.
Right.
You know, and like doing some, you know, whatever. So it's real content,
it's
educational.
A lot of work.
Yeah. 700 and what's 365 times two? 730 pieces of content minimum per year.
Yeah.
That we put out. And it happens more and more. And I love it. It happens at the gym. It happens out sometimes. And it's cool. And, you know, like, I'm a normal human. Like, it's good. And, you know, but there's this interesting concept called parasocial reality. So, like, people who look at you on social media think that they know you,
right.
like the real you.
Yeah.
They don't, right? Now, it used to happen with just actors, right? But now influencers are becoming so popular and have such big platforms. So the, you know, the folks think that they have like, they know you and they don't. So right. I'm glad that we got a chance to actually like get to know each other.
For sure.
You know, come up and say hi. But it's, yeah, it happens a lot. And I love it. And it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, and usually there's positive feedback, which is like, hey, you're really helping. You're really supporting. Or, you know, I took a lot of your advice into my relationship. And like, that fuels me. That's like, that's such great fuel for me to keep doing what I do, you know, because it started out as it was difficult for me to figure out where to start with. How do I do this? Yeah. And then I was just like, my buddy was just like, just post content. Just do it. Doesn't need just to be perfect. It could be ugly. It could be imperfect. Like, and you find out that that's actually some of the best stuff because it's real.
Yeah.
You know?
It's authentic. Yeah.
Exactly. And so then you just, and then I kept going and going and going. But there are moments where it's like, wow, like this is hard.
Yeah.
You know? And moments where I was like, ah, I don't know if I can do this type of content anymore. But the reality is like, you get that positive feedback. You check in with your close circle and it's like, keep going, keep going.
Yeah.
You know, you're making a positive impact. Like, go. So
every time there's like, this happens to me every so often where I'm like, obviously super busy, right? Like I have three kids, I'm running my business, all this stuff. I'm like, this, I'm done. Like I want to be done, right? Like I'm tired. Like I run out of things to say. I'm like, I don't feel like writing a script today. I don't feel like, cause it's also like for me, like the type of content that I'm creating is really, really deep and personal and vulnerable. And a lot of it is centered around healing and trauma and like overcoming really hard things in life. And so it's draining, right?
Yeah.
Like it is emotionally draining for me at times. And so every once in a while, I'm like, nobody cares. It's not that important. Maybe I should stop, right? And I swear, like hand to God, like, anytime I feel that way, someone comes up to me or I get a message or somebody will like run into somebody else who is like, oh my gosh, you're friends with so-and-so.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's why I do it. Like, because it's just the one person, right?
That's
it's
all
one
that
person.
Matters. And it's so much more than that.
And
it's
it
just
is,
the one
because
that
those
you
are
see.
The, right. Those are the only ones that are coming to your attention.
Yep.
So it's really important. I think it's great that you continue to do this work. I feel the same way for other people who are like listening and they're content creators or they're thinking about putting their work out. I think the message is to like, just do it, right? It's just to go for it.
Absolutely.
Do you remember your first piece of content that you put out? Like, what was it about?
Oh my God. I was in California at the time. My camera setup is so bad. I did like, I'm bad with technology and things like that. What did I talk about? I probably talked about porn.
Yeah.
But the first one that got a lot of traction was a video about semen retention.
Semen retention.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a story about this, but go.
But that was the one that got a lot on TikTok. And I was like, oh, people are into this stuff.
What is semen retention? For the people who don't know what semen retention is. We're talking about semen retention here today.
So semen retention is a practice that a man can do while engaging in personal self-pleasure or intimacy with a partner where he gets to the point of ejaculation and does not finish.
So a climax without coming.
Yeah, climax without coming or holding the energy in and cycling the energy up without ejaculating outwardly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So that's semen retention.
How?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, there's a breathing technique that you can do. There's a couple of things that I teach guys how to do in a course that I have. But essentially, you have to get to an 8 out of a 10. So if a scale of 0 to 10. 10 okay. is you've ejaculated.
10 is ejaculate. Okay.
10 is all ejaculate. Right. 0 is you're flaccid.
Okay.
You get to an 8 out of a 10. And every man knows there is a point in the experience where he's like, I'm not going to be able to not release.
Okay.
You have to get a couple points lower than that, like shave it down. So that point is usually an 8.
Okay.
If you get to an 8.1, 8.2, you're going to have to go.
Yeah.
If you get to a 7.5, 7.6, and you can start controlling it and start recognizing that, stopping there, doing some breathing techniques that I teach, it's relatively simple, but like the practice is hard to do because all men want to do in that moment is release because right. it feels so good.
Right.
You know, so I always say like the hardest thing for a man to do in the world is to actively not release when he's on the brink, right? It's very difficult, very difficult. And a lot of guys ask about, oh, what about blue balls? What about this? And you know, my explanation is simple. When you are cultivating sexual energy and experience and you're getting to the point where you're about to climax, you're moving your fluids down there, uh-huh. right? That's one thing that's happened physiologically. There's also energy that's created in that region. And so a lot of guys ask about blue balls. Oh, what about blue balls? So that happens when you have not successfully moved the energy from that region up through breathing techniques.
Okay.
So the energy stays stagnant there and it feels like a heaviness. That's what blue balls is for men. And so they're like, oh, I don't want to do this because I'm going to get blue balls. The reality is you can do it. You just need to channel that energy up. And maybe it's a bit woo-woo, but like it's all about breathing and like understanding that you're creating energy in that moment along with physical, you know, seminal fluids that are moving. And you have to stop it after a certain point before it gets into your urethra, essentially. And then you pull the energy up so that you don't have that feeling anymore. And it's super powerful and it's super potent and allows you to last longer. And you don't feel that feeling after you release as a man, which is like, I call it sleepy puppy.
Sleepy puppy?
That's what it's called. Sleepy
oh my
gosh, puppy.
They are know? Sleepy puppies.
Yeah, I know.
Some of you, everybody, you guys are all sleepy puppies.
All the men. And when you're younger, you're less of a sleepy puppy because you can get back into it more quickly. You have more dopamine in your body.
I want to talk. I'm like, let's talk about life, right? No. So wait, what's the benefit of even doing that? Like what, like why? Like why?
So number one, it's about energy preservation. So like, I don't really like the way that I feel after I release.
Really?
All right, guys, let's take a quick break so I can thank our sponsor, Sauna Skin Studio, with their OG location in Wynwood and their additional locations in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Grove. Okay, so the best way I can describe sauna is that it feels like coming home.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in for great deals on the trucks built to help you drive your own story. Take center stage with Ram 1500's available 540 horsepower Hurricane engine. Command the spotlight in our most luxurious Ram 1500. Or steal the show with the new Ram heavy duty lineup with an available Cummins high output turbo diesel engine. Hurry in and drive your own story with Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2025 Truck of the Year during Ram Truck Month. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Unlike traditional facials, Sauna's facials are rooted in education, and I love this so much. Every experience I have had at Sauna has been a chance for me to learn more about my skin and its needs. I love that the facials are effective while also being accessible enough to be a monthly ritual rather than a yearly splurge. This is why the Sauna membership is so great. I'm honored to be able to provide our audience with a promo code. Use the code THENOGLOW for $25 off of your first facial when booking at saunaskinstudio.com and additional incentives if you book a membership. I have absolutely loved my skin healing journey with Sauna Skin Studio.
The moment of release feels amazing.
It's amazing.
Sure. It like the what they call like le petit mort, like the little death. It's a tiny moment, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is I don't like the way that the hormones fill my body after I release.
Okay.
And especially as I've gotten older, I've noticed that like it's kind of like a mini hangover almost.
Oh my gosh.
And you disconnect more easily.
Yeah.
You kind of like want to go do something different. You get tired, you're lethargic. So it's about energy preservation. I equate your sexual energy as a man with your life force in life. So if you're consistently releasing that seed, right? Like that creates life.
Yeah.
So energetically, it is important. Energetically, it has a value.
Oh my gosh, I love that you're saying
and
this.
And so if you're consistently releasing, watching porn, releasing multiple times per day, you're giving rid of your life force energetically.
Wow.
Right? It's your power. So if you can retain that power,
wow.
Right? So semen retention is about retaining. You retain the power and then you can go in your life and you can feel that energy in you, right? And it's subtle, right? Mm-hmm. The orgasm that you bring up and in doesn't feel the same as it is out. It doesn't feel the same, but it has different positive externalities, positive effects. So you can apply it to your creative life and work. You can apply it to being a good husband or a father. You can apply it to, whatever it is that you need to do in your life. You maintain your will, your drive, your discipline, your focus, and your energy levels stay high. When a man ejaculates, prolactin gets released into his body. Now, you know about prolactin mm-hmm. because that's the hormone that you feed to your babies when you're breastfeeding and the babies get satiated and they get sleepy, mm-hmm. right, after you feed them. So as a man, prolactin gets rushed into your system. And prolactin makes you into a sleepy puppy. It satiates you. It removes your libido. It says, we're not horny anymore. We're not aroused anymore.
Right.
We're going to turn over and like fall asleep in the bed.
Yeah.
Whereas a woman is like, she wants more.
Right?
Like she wants to talk, wants to engage, wants to connect, wants to have sex more. And as a guy, it's like, it's difficult to do that, especially as you get into your 30s and your 40s. So it's a power maintenance mechanism that you
power do. Maintenance mechanism.
I just made that up.
No, but that's a soundbite right there. Like that it is a power maintenance mechanism. I love that. So, okay, I know that you recently celebrated 10 years free of porn.
Yes. Yeah.
How has that changed your life?
Oh my God. I get, the best erections. I use my imagination. I'm not bombarded with high intensity, images of what sex should be. The sex that I view is the sex that I experience is the sex that I have. I'm not watching other people perform acts that are essentially, it's a movie, but guys don't necessarily understand that. They think that like that's what they need to be. I don't have any issues with performance anxiety. I don't have issues with comparison of size. I don't have body dysmorphia images. Right. Like, it's the greatest thing in the world as a man, and I'm just, everyone asks me like, how do you do it? It's like, you need to prioritize the importance that of not watching it has on your life, physiologically, energetically, confidence, spiritual, all of it. Right. And mm-hmm. if you put that as the highest pedestal, then you're going to be in a major, 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 you're in a really good spot at that point. Let's put it that way. You're in a really, really good place. It doesn't do anything good. And I get comments sometimes like from people, oh, I watch it once in a while. Like, I'm not really talking to those people.
The people who watch it once in a while.
I have a mass platform for the masses, mm-hmm. right? The masses experience a major porn addiction multiple times per day from 15 years old to 75 years old.
Yeah.
It's a lot of energy expenditure. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of programming. It's a lot of neuroplasticity changes in your brain. It's a lot of dopamine going down the wrong pathway, right? So guys are addicted to porn. It's an addiction. It's nasty. It's nasty because you can't see it. It's not like drugs, not like alcohol. You don't know. I always say like, you don't know unless someone's, addicted to porn until you have sex with them. And the women are like, I can tell that he watches porn. because of the way that he makes love, or the way that they're not making love. Usually they're just
f-ing.
And it's hard and it's fast and it's quick and it's this, and it's like, you know, there's a time and a place for that type of sex, but most women don't want to have that type of sex.
Totally.
So yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And you know, I just tell guys, like, if you can quit cold turkey, do it. Do everything in your power. Set your phone settings and your computer settings. Like, there's apps for this now, which you can do, but you have to have the discipline.
Yeah.
You know, and every time you get low, your body is going to say, what's the quickest path to pleasure?
Yep.
That's what dopamine does.
Yes, I know.
You know?
I know it. Like, with my experience with sobriety, right, mm-hmm. and being 4 years sober from drugs and alcohol, like, I have met people with porn addiction, and you know, it's not the same as alcohol or drugs, but I will say that what I have found to be similar through the conversations I've had with men specifically who've been addicted to porn, it's like what you're saying, the quickest path to pleasure, right? But in my experience with wanting to smoke cigarettes or to have a drink or do drugs or whatever, it's like, how long can I delay that? Right. And move through the feeling of craving till it eventually just like dissipates and I can move on in my life. And I think that that's the really difficult part for people to get through, is like delaying gratification and then continuing to delay the gratification and stay in the moment and stay right now. Like, right now, I'm not going to watch porn. Right now, I'm not going to smoke a cigarette. Right now, I'm not going to have a drink. Right now, just right now. Because like, there have been times in my life where I've enjoyed watching porn too. Right. And I'm like, thinking about it, I'm like, when can I get home to go do this, right? And I know so many men that I've spoken to over the years that are like, plan their days, organize their days. Like, how much time is wasted?
Done.
Like, not investing in your career, not investing in your relationships, not investing in whatever it is, because you're stuck doing this one thing, right? And you can't get enough of it. And it's never going to be enough.
Yeah. And losing your power and losing your life force and losing your creative drive and losing your edge. That's what happens, is you lose your edge. I get it. And you know, I tell guys, like, when you feel that desire to do it, find something in its place, especially at that early stage, right? Whether it's exercise or going into a cold shower or doing air squats or doing push-ups or, you know, whatever it is, something that's going to give you a boost of a little bit of dopamine, right? So that you can start quelling your desire for the porn and moving it into like, oh, well, I feel good doing these other things, you know? There's a moment when guys are hungover in the morning where it's like, it's very, very common for men to masturbate in the morning when they're hungover because they're in that low space. They need a little boost and they go into, you know, porn, they ejaculate, and then they like lose even more of their power. They're hungover. Plus now they've lost their life force. And so then you're
doubly, like a double hit.
Exactly. But like, they think it's going to help, but it really doesn't. You know, go jump in, you know, jump in the ocean, go jump in a shower, go do something that's going to get your mind out of that mode, you know? But you know, it's not easy, but it's possible and you can totally do it. You just need to place it as the highest and the most important goal in your life, because it really should be.
And it not only changes your life, but it changes your sex game.
For sure.
Tremendously.
For sure.
I mean, when you just said a woman can tell if she sleeps with a man who is addicted to porn or watches it frequently, and it's so true. Yeah. It's so true. And I think any woman who is listening right now is like, one of the questions I got, you know, I posted a questions box yesterday on my Instagram so people could post their questions ahead of our conversation today. And a lot of people don't know how to bring it up. I got a lot of questions about how to bring it up with their partner.
Because
there's a lot of shame around it too.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, for sure. So the one thing, I get a lot of women who ask me, like, how do I approach X issue with my partner, right? Yeah. ED, porn addiction, et cetera. You know, number one, you have to be in a non-sexual space. The man also needs to be in a non-analytical workspace. It needs to be...
Explain that.
Oh, so like if a man's in the middle of his workday, he's in his brain, right? Don't talk to him about it then.
Right.
You need to be in like on a weekend or late at night when like everyone's relaxed, like there's, you know, more.
And sex isn't about to happen.
Sex is about to happen, right? And then using, you know, the phrase, like, first of all, it's important to voice that you want to have pleasure too as a woman, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure that both of you, right, your needs are being met. So I use, I recommend women to A, like, it's a team,
yeah,
right? Like being incredibly compassionate, mm-hmm. Not like me versus you, not creating a separation, yeah. Not saying there's something wrong with you. It's more about like, how can we create a better experience for us? Mm-hmm. Being incredibly extra supportive in that conversation with the man. Because, which, and by the way, it may not go the way that you want it to, but like the path towards the best routes are ones where a woman is like, she knows that it's going to be incredibly triggering. She knows that it could be a make or break moment in the relationship, because it might be.
It might be.
But having that like, hey, I'm with you. It doesn't change my feelings about you, but I want to do this with you together as mm-hmm. a team. If you can bring that energy to that conversation, I'm not saying it's going to always work out well,
right.
But it's going to be a better path forward than, you know, you're not doing this and you're not doing that. And, you know, like kind of more accusatory.
Well, I think it's even deeper than that for some women, is like, they feel like they're in competition with the porn,
yeah.
right? Like
yeah.
they are in competition with these porn stars who are doing wild things
oh,
and,
yeah.
you know, and like how, and I think from what I've learned about myself and also just through talking to so many different women about these things is like the feeling that the man is choosing that over her. Mm. Right. And that is the case in a lot of, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Right. Like whether it's intentional or not, because of this addiction, like process.
Right.
Right. Right. Like like I'm picking it over work too. I'm picking it over everything. I'm picking it over my person. I'm picking it over, like I'm prioritizing the porn over my woman's needs or whatever it is. And it can, I mean, that's not to say there's plenty of women that are addicted to porn also.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So
100%.
I think it's hard for women to have those conversations because they already feel insecure about themselves going into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like they're already thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough. My pussy doesn't look like that. My asshole doesn't look like that. My skin doesn't look like this.
Right.
I don't make those sounds. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do this thing with my mouth. Like,
right.
It's intimidating,
for
right?
Sure,
to have to go up against that and then have a very vulnerable conversation with your partner about something that's probably going to be really triggering for him.
Oh, yeah. You know, women need to, A, recognize that it actually isn't about them, right? Which is hard for them to do.
Exactly.
Because it's like, oh, it actually has nothing to do with you. And two, they have to recognize that, like, it is the same as a drug addiction.
Yeah.
It is the same as any sort of substance abuse. So you have to treat it as such.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to say, like, okay, like, taking me out of the scenario, depersonalizing it.
Right.
That's the first thing. If you can depersonalize it, be like, cool, this person who I'm seeing has an experience where they're addicted to this thing. It isn't about me. It probably would happen before me. It'll probably happen after me.
Right.
You know, if we don't resolve it. But that's an important part of it. And it takes someone who's pretty evolved to be able to do that. Like, it's not just easy being like, but it's not about you.
Right. I think that's really important for the women listening to know, because I got flooded with that question.
Mm-hmm.
How do I talk to my man about this?
Yeah.
Right. And I think that a lot of women are just scared
to
even bring it up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Incredibly compassionately, understanding it's an addiction, depersonalizing it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then really just being as kind and as heart, speaking from their heart in a team like us environment. If they really care about the person.
Right.
You know, if it's like, hey, this is someone I really want to be with.
For sure.
You know, and if it's not, then like, you know, maybe you don't have to have the conversation with the guy. Or if you're like, hey, I want to give him some feedback, do it from a really kind, loving place,
right,
and then
right.
maybe send him off on his next, you know, part of his journey.
Right. So what about for men receiving that, right? Or being approached by a woman?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so let's say you're a dude whose partner is like, listen, I want to talk to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really kind and compassionate and all these things. As a man, what's the move? What do you do?
You have to swallow your pride, and you have to recognize that, like, it is an addiction. It's not necessarily your fault,
mm-hmm.
right? You're being, it's so easy to consume.
It's so easy.
It's available. It's present. And that this person has your best interest in mind. I mean, look, as a man, you know if you have an issue or not. And if you're not willing to recognize it, right, then, you know, as a man, here's what happens. You're addicted to porn, and you either have a physiological issue, which is like you can't get it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, which means that you're not going to be able to perform in bed at all, and you're not going to be able to have a sex life. or you may not be able to, you know, you go too long, and because you need a very specific type of visual in your head in order to release this. I've gotten this a lot more recently, like, oh, my man, he can't come. Right. And by the way, coming is fine. Like, I just like the frequency of which we come needs to be monitored, but coming is fine. But a lot of guys who are addicted to porn, they have been habituating their body to ejaculate. I'm seeing a certain image. Maybe it's whatever they're into, Asian, blonde, big, whatever it is, right? Yeah. Whatever they're into. Their partner may not be that.
Right.
And so if they don't have that and their body isn't habituated to that, they may not actually be able to release.
That is so crazy.
Because they're addicted, because that's how addictive it is.
Like, they need to get, like, their brain needs to get to XYZ point in order to make it happen. You know, it's so funny. In my new single life, my girlfriends and I in the group chat, like, for any guy who thinks there's not a group chat, there is a f***ing group chat, and we are talking about all the things. There's a workout here in Miami, called 54D. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's a super intense workout. The joke in the group chat is like, we don't want 54D. Like, we don't want 54 minutes of D. Like, we don't want 54 minutes. Like, some people might want 54 minutes. We don't want 54 minutes. The moms out here, we don't want 54 minutes. Like, no, thank you.
And we don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that, all right? But that is a running, I don't know if it's a running joke, but it's like, oh, gosh. Like, and across the board, I'm hearing women that are like, I am so tired of this, like, long, really long-lasting situation that we know isn't because, like, we're both mutually having a good time, right? The root of it. What is the root of it, right? And it's not just that, like, okay, 54D when you're both having fun and whatever, great.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But when you're like, okay, there's something's up here. And I'm sorry, everybody knows when something's up. You just know.
Yeah.
If you're in touch with yourself, you know where something's up.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's a noticeable shift in the experience where you're like, okay, this isn't about sensuality anymore and connecting anymore. Something's up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I don't use the word punching bag as an example.
Oh my gosh.
But like, I mean, at some point it's like, it's just like, what are we doing?
I know. Right?
I'll think of a better word.
Like, I'm tapping out now. I'm tapping out. We're done. We're done, Zoe. The workout is done.
Yeah. So as a man, like, you know, you have to, in that moment when someone approaches you, you have two decisions. One is that you're going to acknowledge it and you're either going to step up or you're going to be defensive and, you know, lie, deny, counter accuse and go back into your low level masculine.
Say that slower, please, for the people who need to hear it again.
So you're either going to step up and acknowledge the feedback and take it in and set yourself on a course for, okay, there's a problem here. This has been recognized by other people and I'm going to change. Or you're going to, you know, lie, deny, counter accuse and go back into your low level masculine and, you know, put the blame on, you know, her and not acknowledge the fact that there may be something going on, you know, within you. And that's a pivotal point in any man's life.
Yeah.
It's like, where do I want to step up and elevate in my own masculinity and work on myself? And if I don't, then, you know, then you're just going to continue the same pattern.
Next time with Jackson Hightower.
I was in college. I was intimate with a girl who was a senior, who was one of the most attractive women at my school. And I thought I was all hot shit. And, you know, we hooked up for a little bit and like, she kind of like ended at one point. She was like, yo, like, you're a handsome guy, you're fun, you're cool, but like, you don't know what you're doing. I kind of went on a personal journey, you know, for the next like 15 or 20 years to right the ship so that that wouldn't happen anymore.
This podcast was brought to you by Sana Skin Studio. Be sure to use my code, THENOGLOW, for $25 off of your first facial at Sana when booking via sanaskinstudio.com. More than a skin studio, Sana is a movement towards healthier skin and self-love. Thank you so much for listening to The Know. If you loved this episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. Words are so powerful, and someone may need to hear what we covered today. And if you really loved this episode, please take a moment to rate the show and leave a review. Your comments are so important and valued, and they give other listeners insight on what to expect on The Know. You can connect with me personally via Instagram at Nikki Sapp Spo and The Know with Nikki Spo. My hope for you today is that you are fearless in looking inward so that you can be your highest, most authentic self and go after the life of your dreams.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sell. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.